heart on Instagram about somebody fool, you get 1,000 pieces of fool in your explore page. It's just what the algorithm of Facebook is.
Yeah.
It's built to and show you what they think you like.
I don't like the algorithm.
You can like one thing, and then next thing you know, you're flooded. Even the ads.
Even that, when the ads started, that pissed me off a little bit.
Even the ads. You know what I'm saying? Because you know what it does? Mm-hmm. It kind of pulls other people. It like, I can like your page for food, and then next thing you know, in the algorithm of Instagram, it'll start showing me this person fool, and this person fool, and this person fool. I didn't get the chance to kind of even look through your shit before they started pumping me with fucking 34 other motherfuckers.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? It's pause.
Whoa. You know, I was going to say pause right there, but I'm glad you said it.
That was nasty. Pumping, sorry.
You know,
that was
motherfuckers.
That was crazy. That was crazy. But, oh, man, that was.
I gotta put that on shirt.
I took you out of here.
That was crazy. That was shit. You need to time out. God damn.
We'll die.
God damn. I hate that this is recording. Damn.
Keep it in there.
Oh, man. I know the comments and the posts. That are, oh, this nigga said something crazy. God damn. But, definitely shout out. Thank you for coming. I definitely love the output and the input from other people as far as what we talk about and shit like that. Don't mind us, y'all. We are drinking in this motherfucker.
And I'm glad you're here, Corey.
I'm so glad you're here.
It's probably going to be a little bit more tea than baked, but fuck that. I'm going to hold my own. So let's get into this motherfucking... Let's get into this motherfucking shit. So... In the development, in the developing story of Mr. Jussie Smollett, I think I said, I'm drunk right now, so you guys can tell me if I'm wrong. I think I said in the last one, this motherfucker got locked up. Yeah, I think I said that right.
Yes, he got locked up.
Now all the information is coming out. They're saying that the $3,500 that he gave to the gentleman wasn't for
the Nigerians.
To be specific, the Nigerians.
Motherfucking specific. Ain't no motherfucking gentleman about no Nigerians.
Especially them underarms.
Why you have to go in?
That's where you're supposed to go when you mention the Nigerian.
So stupid. Anyway.
That's where you're supposed to go, right there. Right here. So we see crazy. Each other.
I see why they're brothers. So.
Why y'all Africans be stinking?
When you gotta wash with mud.
Oh, okay.
Somebody said.
Oh, God.
I heard a comedian say. The fucking African cologne. The name of that cologne is called. It's called me. Because it smells like me.
Oh my goodness!
I'm gonna die.
Oh my goodness!
Oh shit! Me. Yo, that shit had me dying. Nigga said
nobody been up by me.
Nigga said African cologne. It's called me because it smell like me.
Oh my god.
I can't even.
This
breathe.
Is
what
baked into
Oh my god, that is hilarious.
First time I smelled my first Nigerian, I was on Fulton Street.
Africans be hot.
I think
man.
I was in Bargain Hunters or something.
Niggas be funky.
And when I said, there's no fucking way that you don't motherfucking smell that.
How you smell in the cold?
You smell like the fucking 4th of July. Like, you are lit in this motherfucking aisle. You so bad that I'm ready to check out.
How you smell hot in the cold? I don't get it.
And why do they be so white? Where is the love for the lotion? Like the shea butter, the cocoa butter, lard butter,
oh
Vaseline,
my God.
Margarine.
We totally. Sweet Jesus. What were we talking about?
They want us to go back to Africa. I'm good if they don't got no deodorant.
Motherfucking Nigerians.
I'm straight. I'm
fucking crooks. We all know that.
If all the white, people was like, "Hey, nigger, you need to go back to Africa, and we're gonna put you back there. You ready to go?" I'm like, "They got deodorant." He could be like, "No." I'm like, "Can I wait?"
Stupid. No, I just had the craziest thing. Oh my god!
And first of all, I ain't trying to die from the lions. I'm not built to fight lions yet.
Fuck.
Not yet. I gotta take my trip to Wakanda. Your but lions, anyway,
tigers or bears.
Back to Jussie, man. Y'all niggas are stupid, man. Y'all got problems. Anyway,
who got problems?
Both of y'all got problems.
I ain't got no problems.
Who?
I'm straight.
And who was talking about Jussie and the Nigerians?
Jussie and the Nigerians.
Baby, this so much. Yeah,
that sounds like a terrible group. R&B group.
Jussie and the Nigerians.
Sounds like a horrible R&B group.
Oh, shit. That's what she started in high school.
Jussie and the Nigerians. Oh my god. Could you hear the background vocals?
Oh goodness.
Y'all only do local barbecues.
Oh my god. Jussie be singing his ass off and them niggas be off all the time.
Yo, he said, yo, them niggas said the other day.
Jussie and the Nigerians.
Now you sound like a goat.
Jussie and the Nigerians.
Oh, he was trying to do this shit for his music. Where was that nigga music going?
First of all,
tell me
first
where that nigga music was going.
First of all, the only nigga music I remember is the drip drippity drop nigga. That's the only nigga I know.
I need you to stop
music. That's the only nigga I know. How about this? He the only nigga that's sitting there going, please, though, y'all niggas don't talk about
me. Because you ain't hear nothing from him.
You don't hear nothing about the drippity drop nigga.
You hear nothing from him.
You know short nigga with the high top?
Yeah.
What's his name? We don't even know his name.
That's Hakeem Lion. That's
drippity drop.
I don't know your real name, my nigga. I'm sorry. You the drippity drop nigga. Sorry. That's the only thing I know. And how about this? That's bad because the drippity drop shit came out like the first season. Y'all like in 6 seasons. You ain't have a hit. This nigga ain't have a hit in his own show. That's a damn shame.
I'm done. We're supposed to be giving an update on Jussie, and he's just.
Kiki Palmer had a hit on your show.
Yo,
Kiki Palmer had a hit.
How he have a hit?
Kiki Palmer roasted that show.
Sir, he had a hit. The first season, it ain't have a hit since. They did you dirty. I would have asked out on this a long time ago.
You should have did the same thing Jussie did.
In retrospect, I'm thinking Jussie had
that's a good idea.
Had
right
a
now.
Good idea. Y'all niggas got me flopping on a fucking show. This is some bullshit.
You gonna remember me.
Y'all niggas got us flopping on a show. We not supposed to flop on the show.
The
writer, y'all be supposed to be winning like all the time. We supposed to be the Migos of the show.
Let me be honest. Jussie, every time Jussie
he's supposed to be the Migos of the show.
Every time Jussie ass got on that motherfucker, she started singing, I would turn the channel. I would not.
On my soul, Empire turned it to Madea.
That shit was trash.
Empire turned it to Madea.
I don't know what the fuck
that was. It was like, I don't know what I'm going to do. I don't know what to do.
I hate you.
I don't know what to do. I'm lost. What to do?
I cannot.
These niggas did all the time. Like Empire turned into Madea after a while. And then they was like, oh, we got to spice it up because 50 Cent keep fucking with us. So what we got to do? We got to add some curses. Oh, you know, fucking ghetto ass Tahaji had no problem. Sorry, God shoot you Tahaji too. So she had to add her little spice into it and start cursing more. They, you know what I'm saying? That's what they tried to do. They just added more curses. That's it.
Jussie
trash.
Had the right idea.
Trash. Yeah,
like,
sure.
Y'all
trash.
Y'all gonna remember me.
Son, so wait.
When the white guy,
he got locked up. He got bailed out for what,
I think
$1 million?
Ending, so they're trying to find something.
They said that they're canceling him out of the last 2 episodes.
I think the whole
like
show
that fucking matters.
It doesn't make sense.
But this right here, matters. This definitely takes a hit to the M. You see, like I was saying about on last episode about the collateral damage, I was talking about I was talking about the political damage that he could do with using the MAGA hat, trying to implicate, you know, the race card and then try to use the
motherfucking what if he did? He has every right to on land that his fucking ancestors bled on. You mother, if you want to lie in a country where white people get away with lying on and using the race card every fucking day,
you gonna mother.
I don't care
because
I don't care.
And this is what I'm gonna get into.
I don't give a fuck
because the white people lie. We gotta go. So that means
you're, we've been playing nice for two motherfucking long.
So you're agreeing that two wrongs make a right.
Yes.
No.
Two wrongs don't make a right.
And you're wrong on that.
Fuck
so because the white guys do it and fucking Ryan Lackey, whatever they, the fucking know, the swimming nigga got away
between,
with.
There's a difference between what lying
about the
it.
Weed.
There's a difference.
And then the white girl lied about the niggas getting raped and all of that shit. At the end of the day, we know we're not playing a fucking even game. So why would we even want to fucking
why would we want to jump in the water?
Well,
why would you have to continue to jump in the water? Why would you continue to think that it's not an even game?
It's not an even game.
But why can't you make it more of a powerful stance together? How?
You can't when you're basing it off a lie.
So fucking what?
There's no fucking what.
Who don't lie?
Everybody, but as a black person.
You want to know what the problem is? See, y'all want to be like celebrities, but y'all don't want celebrities to be nothing like y'all.
No, I do want my celebrity to be something like
that. At the root of all of this, it was a lie. That's all it was. It was a fucking lie, right? If he lied. All
right.
If he lied, the root of it, he told a lie.
I can correlate with a artist or a celebrity who is just as human and as fallible as me.
He's not even a seasoned celebrity.
I can absorb a celebrity who is fallible like me. Absolutely. That's totally granted. I get you. But in that same acceptance, when we have to accept the consequence, when we get caught, niggas, accept your consequence. And what I was saying to you, now me and my brother had a conversation on Facebook regarding this, and what I was saying was, now say if this situation was true, what he was going for the support of the gay, lesbian, bisexual, transgender community. He was going for the fucking black unity fan base, base. He was going for the Black Lives Matter. He was going for the political MAGA, the Make America Great Democrat versus Republican demographic. He was going for three core demographics that are literally red button topics in the media, social media, everywhere. He was going for all three in one shot.
And you want to know what I say to that?
And for that, that has to be such an ironclad proof lie that everybody got to know everybody's piece from day one, from day two.
What I say to that is, if you going to go for it, go for it.
Nah, you can't go for it. You don't have to plan out right. He didn't give.
It don't matter. At the end of the day, though, if he did do it, what was his goal?
Son,
to get in the media.
He gave these niggas part one and not part two of the plan. So say, all right, fine. I'm gonna take your side. He gives us.
You have to say allegedly because you don't know. You don't know.
So far, right? Because to our knowledge, the only thing the twins are doing is being complicit with the police. It's pretty much the police that's making the story, the case up. They're the one that's piecing this together.
They upset.
They're, right, because they feel like, y'all, you used us. And you used us for the same, for what I said, I just stated for. You used us to get that type of outrage on your side.
So what I'm about to say is, everybody else should be feeling the same way the police is feeling, like they've been used, because there's people out there supporting him. If this is true that he did all of this, does everybody else feel the same way, like the police feel? Like
even if he, I feel like this. Even if you did, I'm good. I'm good. I could not. I see how, like, y'all gotta get into a lot of this shit, and y'all, this is what everybody do. Y'all look at a topic because now it's current events, and then y'all judge. Y'all never look deeper into what the fuck is going on. You know what I'm saying? It's another black man being smothered all over the fucking news when this white motherfucker should be smothered too.
But it's not like this black man.
Y'all
like
keep
that,
saying it's not about color and all this other shit. It's always gonna be about color. Bruh, all of it.
I get what you're saying, my brother, and I do. totally understand about the black man getting, another black man getting smothered on the news. But this black man wanted this said attention. He wanted this said notoriety. Okay, great. He wanted us to say, hey.
We figured that part out already.
Or maybe he wanted us to think and talk about like we're talking now. You never know where his mindset was. The police are saying, oh, he drugs and all that kind of stuff. They could be saying that. Because they hurt.
Nah. He wanted us to be like, power to the people, power to the Democrats, even if power to the gays. He wanted all of that same energy.
He thought
he would just get one ass fucking detective to talk off this shit and figure it out, and we'll keep looking and we'll keep looking and we'll keep looking.
Even if he did, what's the big deal? Like, I just don't see what the big deal is. He didn't do some shit that white people don't get away with all the time. He didn't do that. You know what I'm saying? He did some shit that he in the fucking entertainment industry. He around industry people all the time. He watched what these motherfuckers is doing to trying to come up. They want to make more money. That's not an excuse for telling a lie at this magnitude, because I don't uphold anybody in their wrong.
Yeah, but I can hold yourself accountable for what you did.
But he did. He turned himself in, right?
He was out of warrant.
He had a warrant. It don't matter.
Yeah, no. It does matter when you have a warrant. You have a warrant. Yeah, you can't do shit. You can't do shit because now they're looking for you. You can't do shit. Like if he's based in, and it sounds like he's based in Chicago because that's where Empire's filmed. So no, he can't walk around Chicago with a warrant. Not at all. Especially when they have a look, they're looking for you. You're a celebrity. No. He didn't just turn himself in. He turned himself in. How about this? He got the white privilege of it all. Because they don't give you the knowledge that they're motherfucking talking about. We just now decided that Corey J is a fucking suspect in our investigation. So we're issuing a warrant for his arrest. Tell me what black nigga they go on public TV and tell that out. They just issue that warrant. They get to hunting your fucking ass till they find you. Where they find you. They gave him the same privilege that they give all these little white, all these rich motherfuckers that are in the spotlight. Hey, we let you know we're looking for you. We give you a chance to come in, whatever state you in, because they put it out there on the national circuit. So whatever state you in, that shit is hitting everywhere. Oh, were they looking for me? All right, let me stop what I'm doing, cancel what I'm doing, get the fuck back to where they looking for me at. And get there and be responsible and not look like I'm fucking fleeing. That's, you know what I'm saying? I feel like, you know, it's not about the, you know, we're smothering a black man. He wanted this attention for his own personal gain. And if that personal gain was accomplished, we wouldn't be hearing none of this.
But have you ever done something to get your way?
I have.
Have you ever told a lie to get your way?
I have.
So that makes you human, right?
I know.
So,
but that still doesn't make me culpable for the consequences that I have
saying,
to face.
I'm not saying that there's not any consequence.
And his consequence, because he put this so forward publicly, is that he has to face the scrutiny publicly. Because he wanted this to be. It's not like he just said, I got jumped. Hey, it happens, and I hope they find who caught it. My resolve is still here. I'm a black man. Black lives matter.
So you try to go for the severity.
I'm not going for the severity, no. I'm saying, hey, while we're sitting here trying to find a way to give him escape, no. As a man, just like y'all people say, we're going back to shit we talked about. 6ix9ine shit. Just like they say, 6ix9ine should stand up and not snitch. Stand up. Stand up. That's it. Just stand up. We all know it's allegedly, but we all watch Law and Order and we all watch this shit. After a while, it's like, yo, man, the pieces is in the puzzle, bro. We just waiting for you to just to be honest about this shit. Just say, hey, man, it is what it is. I'm hoping... And the percentages of you thinking this is not true, what is your percentages of hoping this is not true? What is your percentage?
Since the FBI just moved, the FBI said that the Chicago Police Department moved too fast in their investigation. So I feel like there's more pieces to the puzzle that have to be presented. I really never wanted to really voice my opinion on it until I got all of the facts. Because when this thing first blew off, everybody was like, I stand with Jussie. And I said, I'm not posting that shit. Why? Because I don't know everything that happened. I don't know none of the details. All we know is that Sis got into a fight.
All right, let me play Jussie's side for that a second. Me. Let me play Jussie's side for 2 seconds. Let's just do Jussie's side. Let's just say, in Jussie's side, that these guys seen him being gawky, being a little bit, you know, being a little bit too apprehensive about the workout regimen. Oh, you guys are being gay. And these guys probably not saying they're not gay. Now, let's stop for a second.
Let's just cut this whole conversation because you going, no. Let's stay on track. We're going to stay on motherfucking
track. Y'all want to hear my theories? No. My theories is crazy.
Motherfucking no.
I'm good on that.
I'm trying to give Jussie a defense.
I'm good.
I'm trying to give Jussie a defense.
Let's go with the facts.
Because he's alluding to, we only, because at first he said, I don't know these guys. All right, so like I said, all right. He said, I don't know these guys. Now he's saying.
Allegedly he said that.
He's saying, I don't know these guys. Even the FBI confirmed that. He said when on the ABC News interview, when they said that these guys are in Nigeria, I don't know who these guys are.
Those wasn't the people that attacked him. They need to be in the media, too. Listen, if you think that shit don't be done.
You saying those African people are the people that attacked him?
What African people?
The two Nigerians.
Hell no.
But he said in the, when the shorty asked him, you know, they saying that these two Nigerian guys, I don't remember that those are the guys that attacked me, right? When he said in his initial statement, it was two white guys.
That's what he said.
Right. Okay. And MAGA hats. Mm-hmm. He said all of that, right? Okay. Now it's two black guys.
Buying ski pass at the beauty supply store.
He never confirmed that.
He never confirmed what?
He never confirmed that he said that. It was two black guys. That's what the Chicago Police Department said.
He said that it was two white guys.
Right. Jussie said something different than what the media said, right?
But they got the proof of the white black guys buying the mask.
That don't got shit to do with him. Y'all could have did that shit after the shit aired. After you got the details. Now why did that video just surface up just now?
So you're trying to say that the couple I'm getting what you're saying.
Fucking Nigerians.
Yours. You're trying to say that the police hired the Nigerians.
That's the way he said it, though.
Those also constitutes motherfuckers, but goddamn,
yes, sir. Wait, I don't put shit past.
So wait, you're saying that the Chicago police hired the Nigerian niggas all the way from the gate?
Yes. Yeah. To come to you.
To come to from Africa.
To America with the bullshit.
God damn.
See, I really wish it was a scheme that Todd said that. But
oh, man.
Oh, my goodness.
It low-key kind of makes sense,
come
but
to
it
you
don't.
Bullshit.
Oh, shit.
But why all of a sudden y'all got paid with a check and now they're talking about, he never paid him. This is for a nutrition.
No, they never said. They even said it in the grand jury statement that the check was never for any type of
payment for
an attack. They even said that the payment was for the fitness regimen that
Absolutely.
They were giving him.
And here come these motherfucking Nigerians.
Fucking Nigerians.
This nigga paid us.
Like, what?
What?
No, the fucking police said that they paid. Nobody ever said that the 30.
Where did the police get the story from? The Nigerians.
Goddamn Nigerians.
They came in with the fucking Nigerian movie.
They came with the idea how to match ourselves to this Jesse story.
Nigga, Nigerians. The cameras are rolling. Let's get up in them.
The Nigerians, man.
Watch how many followers these Nigerian niggas get.
Oh,
they gonna be appearing on red carpets. Watch, I'm telling you.
They arrested them and released. Yo, you may be up to something, my nigga.
The cops have always been corrupt. And now y'all sitting here talking about.
I gotta roll up again, man. Y'all crazy as hell. So you mean to tell me that's crazy, son? Mm-hmm. So you saying the Nigerians?
Mm-hmm. now we gotta worry about the Russians and the Nigerians.
Fuck the Russians. The Russians.
It's the Nigerians you gotta watch.
Nah, the Russians is good, man. The Russians is hot. The Nigerians, though, that's our own.
Them niggas is scam city.
But you know them Africans don't be thinking they like black. They think they black African, not like black Africans American. The Nigerians, though, they was like, I'm going to get these American
niggas. They come here on a scam.
I'm going to get these American niggas.
They scam to America.
They said, what?
They buff like that for no reason?
They said, what? He is gay?
Yes.
We can't be gay, Africa.
He took their gay moment, though. How about that?
How about that?
On the backs of a gay man.
I can't believe that I just sit here.
And I'm not even going to say pause to that because I'm some shit.
Y'all were on the backs of a gay man.
I'm going to say pause.
Straight man, stand on your feet.
Pause for that.
Your feet, little hoe.
I don't know. That deserved a pause. Pause.
No,
pause.
The fuck it didn't.
I don't know.
It was appropriate. Pause. Stop riding our backs, nigga.
Pause. Ah! That was nasty. Ah!
How about
I
love that? It. Fuck out of here. Fuck out of here. You gonna pay? You pay what you weigh. Fuck you.
Ah! Ah! That was gross. Ah!
You gotta open it up like that. Fuck that.
Yeah, that was nasty, man.
Yo, baby, we
go
over again.
That's nasty, man.
I don't care.
That is nasty, nigga.
Listen, it's facts. The facts.
Nigerians, man. I can't believe that you just out here made the point that the Nigerians was the undercover ploy of the motherfucking Chicago PD. You know what? That brings a good point. And you know what? I have friends that live in Chicago, and I've been to Chicago. Shout out to my niggas in Chicago. I'm battle rap people in the guerrilla warfare. Guerrilla warfare. Shout out to Gracie, my nigga Rex. Shout out to Mello, my nigga Mello. All that shit like that. But y'all some violent motherfuckers here. Y'all be killing a lot of motherfuckers out in motherfucking Chicago. So. Yeah.
And we're going to go back to what the fuck we were talking about.
Yeah.
I was like, wait.
He's shouting everybody out now.
He's about to get out of control.
He's shouting everybody out in Chicago. Shout out to Nigerians.
Shout out to Chicago, man. Nigerians. But y'all Nigerians are setting niggas up. My nigga. So it seems. I don't know.
Coming with the schemes, the plots, and the schemes.
The plots and the schemes.
I would never sleep with a Nigerian. I'd wake up with nothing. Nothing.
Nasty.
Lose my life. My car, my house. Nigga,
you gonna yourself. Wake up. But
how,
you, but you
how
gonna,
your name get on my will?
But you gonna wake up with mad gas, though. Not like gas for your car.
Pause. Nigga, pause.
I couldn't say a motherfucking thing. I said, wait. My mind was like, I told you that that's so Raven. I said, what the fuck?
So wake up with gas. I had to think about like.
I'm talking about for my car.
I was like, damn.
I hate y'all niggas, man. I was talking about my car, man.
You just stop doing that.
You saw me stop, right? I just was like, you know what?
Chill, man.
Chill, nigga, chill. And I said, just turn around.
I'm talking about my car, man.
Nigga. I was saying, yeah. God damn.
No, but he said, you're going to wake up with gas. I said, what? What are you talking about?
I'm like, I don't remember a moment where we were gas.
I'm talking about my car, man.
Fuck you. I cannot. Don't talk about nothing. Just, he gets to that high, and I'm like, okay, I want to fight. Let's just fight.
You're crazy, man.
Let's just fight.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, take that, because you need that.
Oh, no, no, no.
Smoke that. Pause. You need that. What you do? You broke some?
Yeah.
Oh, that's a good conversation. You should. I'm breaking shit.
Yo.
And she clearly like it. She say, I'm about to put this shit back together.
Lord have mercy.
Come on, God.
She's yo, God. Man, pass the Henny, no man.
Cap. Oh, we just figured out what that was up.
Pass the Henny, man. By the way, if y'all ain't know, man, this is bacon tea, man. Y'all niggas is dying.
Yo, this is a good motherfucking
shot. Yo, man. Shout out to all the motherfuckers, man. And listen to us, man, on the regular. All that stuff, man. Listen to us. Shout out to Chicago. The fuck you mean?
Oh, my God.
Fuck you mean, man. Shout out to Chicago. If y'all niggas ever go to Chicago, y'all niggas need to go to Harold's Chicken. You know what I'm saying? Because Harold's got the goat chicken. Yeah, the goat chicken. And so you know what I'm saying? Somebody. They got mild sauce. Nigga, this is how you get the motherfucking money, man. Honestly, y'all ain't got to give us money, Harold's. You could just give me chicken.
You could give me money, Harold. I'll make my own chicken.
You have that chicken with the mild sauce, you could be talking just like what I'm talking about, I'm good, Corey. Bro. I swear to God.
Nah, I can flip that shit.
We can go. I no, can't flip you, chicken. No, you can't,
I can't flip chicken. I can flip
you ain't going to want to flip the chicken. You going to want to go get like two more.
Nah, nigga.
Six pieces.
I'll get the recipe. It's somewhere on Google.
With some motherfucking mild sauce, nigga.
That's I can find
mild sauce.
They got mild sauce everywhere.
Nah, they ain't got mild sauce like Harold's got mild sauce.
We gonna make it there.
I don't know.
You got crazy.
I don't know.
All right, well, that's about Harold's.
All right.
Shout out to Harold's in Chicago,
oh,
man.
Oh, God.
Word.
Shout out to Burger and Lobster. That shit was so motherfucking good.
Shout out to Burger and Lobster. Yeah, Burger and Lobster is definitely very good.
That was nice.
That was definitely.
I enjoyed my life.
That was. I mean, I ate mine pretty fat, pretty quickly, but
damn,
I'm fat.
I was scared. I was like, ooh.
But I'm fat.
I'm gonna stay in the shirt.
I'm fat. I whispered to Bev as the food was coming to us. I was like, I got a feeling I'm gonna get something else when we finish eating this motherfucker. Because
I was full.
I was like, this is like a teaser.
It was nice.
It was a whole lobster and a burger.
Like, it was a whole lobster.
It was a whole lobster and a burger, and I'm like, this is gonna be a teaser. This
nigga, you like to eat until you get comatose. I'm ready to go to bed.
I like to eat till I want to eat no more.
That shit was slapping me on the way home. I said, I don't know if I'm making.
I like to eat till I don't like to eat no more.
I put my sweats on. That's close to my pajamas, so y'all lucky. That's real close.
Listen, did I put
any... Mommy came in and she was
like, did I put Red Bull in this motherfucker?
Yeah, you did. I saw you.
Are you sure?
Yeah. You put a lot down.
I'm just missing. I'm just missing the ice.
She was like, do you have one on one thing? Yes, ma'am. I have one on one.
Shout out to my moms, man.
Shout out to her.
She's like the only woman in the world that could get me pissed the hell off besides my baby mama.
That shit was fucking hilarious. And she know what she be doing when she do it to you.
Yo,
too.
Only
she
mamas can do that shit, my nigga.
They know it. They know your buttons.
They just know your buttons.
She like, know my buttons.
My mom is like an expert button pusher, too.
She is.
Like, she don't push the obvious button. She go push the little small button
the
in the
button
corner.
That you, she know bothering you.
The button that you know that you thought you hit away. Mm-hmm. She be like, boop.
The button that got an ingrown hair. That's the one. She,
the button that hurt.
The one. Because she's petty, too.
Like, boop. Oh, God damn. Oh, that hurt.
Take you down to your knees. Kind
God of damn.
She kind of knew you got a broken leg and just trip on it one day. Like,
that's it, crazy.
Get your damn leg out the way. What the fuck? I can't. You know what you're doing.
Tell your funniest... Your funniest getting in trouble with mom story.
Fuck. Oh my God. You're right. I know she remember this shit. Oh yeah, the bad one was when me and Mike was we was at the house. I don't know what the fuck kind of celebration it was. It's how fucked up we is. I don't remember what kind of celebration it was, but all of a sudden we started pulling all the bottles of champagne and we started drinking them.
Crazy,
I think it was like New Year's or some shit. And she was cool. Like, she saw us with one bottle. So we thought, you know, so she cool. She said, we started popping more bottles. She went to bed. And she woke up the next morning. She said, y'all niggas gonna replace every fucking.
I said, no.
No.
My nigga, I was probably like fourth, fifth grade or some shit like that. Oh, my goodness. I fucking up in school, acting a fucking fool. fucking up in school, right? Dad called her ass to school. My ass. My ass had come waltzing in that motherfucker late, right? They had called her and she had came from, like, straight from work or some shit. Went straight to the principal office, spoke to the principal and was leaving. Like, I guess it was, like, early because she tired. My black ass come walking in school late. She had walked by me. Like, I thought she ain't seen me. She walked by me. I come in, you know, school safety, like, yeah, man, you got to go to the principal's office. I go to the principal's office.
She walked by you?
She walked by me.
You think she saw you?
Nigga, she hoped.
She saw you?
Let me tell
her. If she saw you.
Let me tell
her. If she saw you.
Let me tell a story.
She saw you.
Let me.
Woof. Nigga, that trying to get out there.
Let me tell a story.
All right, go ahead.
I walked in this door. She walked through the door right adjacent to, like right through. Boop, boop. I go through.
What could have happened in that
right
moment?
And that little vestibule, nigga, boom, I walk in, school safety, like, hey, you got to go to the principal's office. Go to the principal's office.
When I go
to the principal's office, everybody in the principal's office was looking at me like they was looking at a dead body. They was just looking at me like,
nigga, you lunch.
They just get that with the shaking of head and all that. I'm just sitting there. I ain't know what the fuck. I knew I saw my mama, so I knew it was some shit.
You wasn't sweating?
But.
Nigga. You sweat. You wasn't sweating?
I go to the principal office. The principal, principal like, hey, so your mom was just here. And she said for me to tell you to go home. Right? So she already signed you out.
Yo, wow. She got all the details she needs.
She gave me a whole list of shit, dude. She said, go in the house. Go. And he said exactly what she said. Go in the house. Take off all your clothes.
Ooh.
And stay in there. She
said
there.
That allegedly. Allegedly.
Allegedly.
No. Allegedly
fuck
she said that.
The principal was all with the smoke. He was like.
My mother
said,
never abused him.
Take off all. Of fucking lie. Nigga, no. She fucked me up. No.
No, she didn't.
Statute of limitation. I could talk truth now.
No.
She fucked me up. And that's why I'm the man and the great dad that I am now.
All right.
Beat your kids.
Wait till she hear this shit.
Beat your kids. My mother beat me.
Oh, Amma. Now you know who.
Listen.
I'm your favorite.
This nigga said she already signed you out. You can't. I'm like, can I go upstairs? No, please.
You try to avoid that.
I'm like, please. I'm like, please. Because now everything is kind of hitting me like, oh, she's seen me.
Yes.
She's like, go. She said, go right home. Call her when you go in the house. And for people that don't know, my mother's a correction officer. So, or a retired correction officer. So, she, you know, it was a way for me to communicate with her. And everything like that. But here's the kick. She was off. So why was I calling her at work? This was the setup.
Nigga, you didn't feel it?
I,
that walk past.
I'm in elementary school.
I'm about to get you right here.
I'm in elementary school. I'm totally not with the shits, right? So he's like, you need to go. I'm like, okay. So,
it was a very Kevin Hart moment of you.
Right. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, I really didn't really, I kind of took in the moment, but I really didn't understand the moment.
Nigga.
Right.
She killed you when she walked past you.
Son.
That was your moment. That moment right there. You died.
So you're saying that my ghost was gone when I walked by.
She snatched it. When she walked past you, you didn't even feel it. Mm. It came right up out of you.
Okay, so
you were having an out of body experience.
Let me finish the story.
When she walked past you.
Let me finish the story. So I wasn't there. I get it. Okay, so
fuck out of here.
So I leave all of the fucking little fucking secretary bitches in the fucking principal office and the guys in the general office. It's just right? Just all of that shit. When I get went into the principal office and want to leave, right? Mind you, all I did was just wake up late. But I know that he really was told her everything I had been doing in the, like, the third or fourth grade at the time. Right?
Oh, I hate when they do that.
He just, they know it's snitch city time.
Son, he just, he, son, and that's he, when bitches get he unloaded a whole clip to her, right?
Yeah, all my teachers.
Mind you, I had this real racist little fucking white lady named Miss Pratt. So it really wasn't a fair evaluation. But anyway, I leave. I am walking. As I cross the first street, as I cross the first street walking down the block, I was three blocks away from, I lived three blocks away from the school, the elementary school. I walked across the street. As I'm crossing the first street, I see a figure standing on a corner, at the end of a corner. As I cross the first street, I get to that street, I get to the end of that street, and I'm crossing to get to the second street. The figure is at the end of the third, at the beginning of the third street. As I get to the second block, that figure is becoming very, very familiar. My mother looked like Saget in the second round of Street Fighter Turbo. For all the real niggas that know Street Fighter, know Saget was jumping like a motherfucker with his fist balled up like this in that second round, nigga. Man, that music was playing fast as fuck, and you knew you was about to get into some shit with that fucking shit that fight. Son, as I got to that third block, and the third block was the beginning of the building that I lived in. Now, we had access to the back of the building. We didn't have to go into the front of the building. We had access to the back of the building and we could walk through the back of the building all the way to the front, which was where we lived, and then through the little corridor to an elevator that took us up to the fourth floor.
Oh my God.
In which the apartment that we stayed at.
Okay, great.
I'm just trying to give you guys a Google map of the long ass whooping that I took when I approached the third block. When I got to that third block and she approached me and I got to her and she was like, walk.
Oh, she, you as a prisoner.
She was like,
you wanna walk the plane.
She said, walk. I'm like, but mom, damn. We went through the back way all the way through up to my apartment.
Allegedly,
to the
she did that.
Allegedly. Statute of limitation. I am grown now. Okay, I can talk. Watch.
I'm telling you.
Surviving I know. My mama.
Mm-hmm. We'll see.
On Lifetime.
We're going to see if you survive her after this.
I still haven't survived my mama. So.
And he said, I still have this about.
I still have this about. I'm grown, and she still give me a look like, oh.
Tell me your story. Let me know what's going on with you, Bev.
Out of all the kids, I was the one who always got in trouble. Always got beaten.
Out of all the kids.
How many kids?
I have a twin sister, I have an older brother, and I have a younger brother. Now, my younger brother has been in and out of jail or whatever like that, but they don't say too much to him. He's just like, that's just him. But out of everybody, how it got to be is I used to have a mouth for me. So I used to, I don't care who you was, how old you was, I was going to curse you out and didn't care. Church, no church, I don't care. They got me on videotape now cursing out somebody in a church meeting. So that's why I'm like, I don't care. So my mom, she did all the hit and my father never hit us. He just gave us the eye and we were like, you know, like one time only. But this particular day, it's a school story. What so happened is my sister, we co-host my sister to go to the Chinese food store. So she got money from everybody in the cafeteria. Went to the Chinese food store, got everybody food, brought it back. But the bell had rung. So security took the food and ate the food. Right? So because I was like the ringleader out of everybody. So I was the one who got in trouble. I was set as the example. So my father came up to the school. This stupid ass thing called all my teachers in.
Damn.
Since my father was there, okay, let's just run it down.
Oh, yeah. Today's the day.
So me, my big old mouth, I'm telling you, I said, he fucking lying. My father smacked me across my face. He never hit us. I said, you hit me? Now everybody in the hall, the bell rung, so he's been changing classes. So he got the door open, so everybody's seeing this going on.
Oh, shit.
My father, he was like, let's go. Let's go. My sister, she didn't even get in trouble. Because it was like, it was my fault. So she didn't get in trouble. So she was like, Daddy, can I go home? Like, all jolly. Like, oh, so I can go home early. I was like,
she don't know what smoke. She don't know what smoke like, right now.
That's just that vindictive sister rivalry shit. Knowing that your black ass in trouble and I'm not. Go home and so I'm going to do some shit.
I get home. My father, he had this belt. That, as you know, like the cowboys wear with the big old buckle, a big old leather heavy belt. He was like, you wanna, like you said, wanna embarrass me? Started beating my ass with the belt. Started beating my ass. I'm crying like, he's killing me. My sister was like, no, Daddy, go your room. Okay. It's like, nobody. Because he saw red, but he really saw red. Because I used to keep a, what you call it, a knife underneath my bed. Mm-hmm. So I know I was a bad kid. And so I pulled it out. I just wanted him to stop hitting me. That's all. I didn't like go charging at him. I just wanted him to stop hitting me. So he was like, oh, you tried to kill me? Oh, the beating was, he beat me even harder because of that. And then when my mom got home.
Yeah, that's my you're a dummy bitch moment.
Yes.
And keeping it real goes wrong.
Right. When my mom got home, she was livid. Like she was like, oh, I'm gonna kill you. You know, and I was damn. Like, I had a like
you had a death wish.
You yeah, know? Yeah, oh my you, God. Bruh. You was trying to die.
Yeah, that trouble was so who was nigga, enough. She said, oh, I'm gonna bring nigga, it home and pull a knife on daddy.
I remember the one time, real last story. Mike was in the People's Glee Club, right? Mm-hmm. This is when our time I first started like smoking weed, smoke cigarettes, shit like that. The guy smoked a blunt. Or this was a time where like we used to smoke cigarettes. We didn't smoke cigarettes like that. You used to get that little dizziness, mm-hmm. right? I think this is around that time. So I smoked a cigarette, got that little dizziness. I fell asleep. I overslept, and. I had ended up, I was supposed to bring Mike to my brother, y'all, if y'all don't know, rest in peace.
Yes.
I was supposed to bring him to the bus to go to Six Flags to perform. Mm-hmm. I got him there late. The bus was gone. I had to call my mom who was at work or whatever like that. And she ended up calling my stepfather. My stepfather stopped what he was doing. Came, picked up Mike. We was all supposed to go together. I was supposed to go with him. He ended up taking Mike and leaving me as, you know, a punishment. Like, you got him there late.
He was more than a punishment.
Right. My mom's got home from work. Nigga, I'm just thinking about you, talking about you pulling the knife out. Nigga, I raised my voice. Nigga, she hit me that time. Nigga, she came home. She was like, Wow. I'm trying to be tough. She hit me the first time. I ain't eating it. Hit me the second time. Bow. Right? That third time she hit me, nigga, that shit, I couldn't deal with that third time. Nigga. She's like, wow. I was like, why you keep hitting me? Nigga, I tried to base up on my mom. I'm a big ass nigga. I've been big ass niggas since my mom. But my mom's been knocking out niggas bigger than me since I've been bigger than me. So I tried to base up. So that felt like when fucking Mario get the star. That was all she needed. She was like, oh yeah, nigga. Oh, that's good.
She been waiting for this.
I never seen her base boss up on me like that, bro. She was like, oh, yeah. Nigga, the belt dropped and it was all hands.
You had the smoke for your ass.
I was not ready for that. I thought I was trying to do something, trying to get her to back off or something. Because, you know, I'm tall. You know what I'm saying? I'm thinking, I'm, you know what I'm saying? I'm going to intimidate something. Why are you keep hitting me? Nigga.
Yo, what's up with these, though, for real, with these short moms? They don't be playing, though.
Yo, she's straight up.
My mom is, and your mom
is
the same height.
I love my moms, man. But she, yeah, son.
They the same height, yo. They don't be playing.
She let me know, man. You know what I'm saying? Don't judge a book by its cover, son. You short niggas will fuck you up, nigga. I was, man, you should be Manny Pacquiao with me, man. All right, let me stop. Get my mom's incriminated.
Nah, but
allegedly she hit.
Allegedly.
Let's get my mom.
Allegedly, my mom hit me too.
So finally, let's just keep it on Chicago.
No.
Since that's the Chicago's just been popping, man. Midwest. Shout out to the Midwest. So y'all motherfuckers finally got it right and got R. Kelly locked up.
You know, I want to see what's gonna happen.
10 counts of child pornography. Or child pedophilia, or whatever like that. Whatever the situation be. They finally got this nigga, 10 counts. He turned himself in.
It took a TV show to do that, though?
Turned himself in. No, it's not a TV show. He walked the first 12 counts. The people didn't step up.
Why is this happening after the TV show, though?
Because people are finally feeling like they have a voice to speak up, allegedly.
Okay, so no.
Allegedly.
Why so long?
Huh?
Why so long?
Because nobody else was following up. This is just like an episode of Cold Case, where a case goes dead, where you don't have any leads, you don't have any witnesses, you don't have anything but the situation that happened, and it takes a certain amount of years where, you know, a situation where the statute of limitation on this may have not expired. So, yeah, we can take this to trial.
Black celebrity, one. Two,
are we really doing a black celebrity thing for R. Kelly?
Yes.
For R. Kelly?
Yep.
Are we really giving him the It's the Black Celebrity thing?
Not Insta.
Really?
Not Insta.
Really?
Let me tell you, R. Kelly been doing this for freaking years.
Come on, man.
Years. Everybody knew what he was doing.
I did.
Everybody. Including them kids' parents.
We can't give R. Kelly the It's the Black Celebrity thing right now. Nah, we can't.
And he walked.
We can't. We cannot give R. Kelly the It's the Black Celebrity
thing. They're not going to treat him like Bill Cosby. That was give him that 80.
I said that was more of a reason for them to lock him up.
No. It's just to finally, we got it. We may be able to get it right this time. This is just like a situation where
that's trash.
12 count if the people
who was doing the investigation to begin with, because there's videos, there's actual footage.
But like, if the how the law works is with the particular situation of child pornography or soliciting or anything like that, statutory rape, anything of those natures. When it came down to the 12 counts that he had back in the early 2000s or late 90s, that when it came to them having a witness, the video was there. There was never a specific identification of him in the video. We as black people go, nigga, we know that was him. But the law goes, if we can't have a definitive proof that that's him, we have to just go off the speculatory thing. And you know, speculatory accounts hold very little weight in court. So we have to go with the speculatory stuff. This is the prosecution. They have to go with the speculatory, yeah, that's him, Sparkle, or the other person, or whoever, yeah, that's him. But now we need a corroborating witness, somebody that was in the room, in the scene, and that's the girl. They supposedly had the girl. She never, her parents never cooperated, never cooperated with any of the accounts of the video. So the aunt, who is Sparkle, saying, that's him. I know that's my aunt, not my niece. When they go, all right, fine, we believe you. Get your niece. Let her come up and say that that's him. And we got it locked down. her, the mom, nor the dad corroborated that account. So when it goes to that, we're left with speculatory evidence, and you can't prosecute with speculatory evidence that it's really, really low. So that's why he walked with the first account. They're having saying that this account, that they got him, the girl, all of that. They're saying that they got him pretty much saying that this is 14-year-old pussy. Her saying that this is 14-year-old pussy. Him peeing on her. Her peeing on him. All types of weird, wild shit is on this particular video or these particular videos. Mm. They're saying they got way more than what they got from these the first load of video. And they're not giving it out to the public like they did the first time. They're not fucking this up this time. They're keeping it private. They're just giving it to the fucking prosecution and the fucking judge and the jury who got to watch this shit. And that's what they're doing. So they feel like they have that plus multiple other women that it doesn't necessarily have to be pedophilia or underage solicitations of a minor. It doesn't have to be that. But if he had these women in abusive or these type of things, they're taking any charges. They just want this motherfucker off the street at this time. So at 10 charges, I know all these girls' accounts are different. They're going to strip all of these shits down. I know he probably got a good-ass lawyer that's going to break all these motherfuckers down when they get to court. But out of 10 of these motherfuckers, 3 of these motherfuckers going to hold. That nigga doing some time. Mm. That nigga doing some major
time. He might do some time.
You think he might?
He might.
What's your percentage on might to gonna?
No, because I just feel like he's been doing this for so long. I mean, I just feel like, it's whatever. Like, I know this is R. This is him. And it's whatever. And who's to say, like, I don't know. I just feel like it's gonna go left somehow.
Absolutely not. Absolutely not. I feel like if that was my sister, I would want that nigga to pay. I would want him to. If that was my aunt.
And then what can you say about the parents who... Like,
the parents put their children in jeopardy.
Okay, we all saw
for the first time.
We all seen the movie. You've seen it. I don't know if you fully watched it. Well,
yeah, I watched all that shit.
I felt like those parents put on the act for those cameras
because they already know that
some of them, not all of them,
not all of them. The majority of them know that people already know what they think about them. They've been told. You put your at the core of it. You know what you did. You put your child in harm's way for money. That's what you did for money.
Hey, no way.
So you can't sit up here and cry wolf. You can't boo hoo too hard. You can't too hard.
Let's not
too hard. You can't
let's
too
not hard. Take away. Let's not take away from. Yeah, there are parents that are culpable for. A lot of the allowances that they allow for the mindset.
I couldn't hold it up more.
Fuck y'all. I'm smoking good weed. And I'm trying not to cough.
Is this nigga transforming? Somebody.
And he gonna get it. I ain't transforming. Hercules.
Y'all niggas ain't smoking while I'm smoking up. Fuck y'all.
Oh, shit.
Anyway.
She's determined to have to die doing it.
I said, this nigga's voice is going up and down. And oh, no, what shit. So I was going with it. I was like,
oh, shit.
How long we going to do this?
Is he going to cough? No, nah, no. I think he is. Yes, she ain't. Yeah, oh, I think he is. Oh, no.
You want some tool, man?
No, I'm mad that we kind of got at the same time. And we both like...
I couldn't hold it no more.
Fuck it, man. It's the weed, man.
Fuck him. Fuck his feelings.
This weed.
I'm laughing.
This weed is good. Fuck y'all, man. But anyway, there are parents that are culpable. That have responsibility on
this fucking
their eye on the fame as far, and ignoring a lot of the signs that they, seen in their face. Yeah, they are. But we can't take away from what R. Kelly was overall responsible for. He had the sickness. He had the issue. He was the one who couldn't say no. So yeah, the parents were allured by the possibilities of fame and the possibilities of fucking making it big. Yeah, but he was the one who was supposedly the one to make it happen. The girl, Ezreal, was supposed to be signed to him or leaving with him to get a motherfucking deal. I ain't heard a whistle from this bitch. I ain't heard a whisper. So, yeah, the parents, you can say they're culpable, but in certain circumstances, and certainly these circumstances are case-by-case scenario, the parents aren't. The parents aren't. Overall, R. Kelly is the overall responsible older person who was the predator in the situation. But some of these older women, some of these teenage to adult women have a level of responsibility too. So, you know, what you think, Bab?
No, yeah, I mean, they do have a level of responsibility because they know, some of them knew what they were getting into. Some of them went to the house. They saw what he was about. They saw his setup. And they was okay with it. But then they want to, oh, he did this, he did that. But y'all went with it. You know what I'm saying? Like, they were showing two girls who was out walking the streets.
Yeah. You saw the girl Jocelyn. Her family has went as far as to order the, get the FDNY or the FDNY, the Chicago Fire Department go into his studios for wellness checks and gotten the police to go in there to, you know, check on, you know, people inside of, you know, his estates and things of that nature. And meanwhile, her daughter is fully in support of him. Fully. How, as the public, you can say she's brainwashed? It's what's the term, Corey? Manipulated? No. I was just talking about it.
I don't know.
Starts
with
an S. Oh, shit.
Statutory?
No, not statutory. God damn it, no.
I clearly was business.
Right.
The shit where you think you're free, but you're not.
I don't know.
Y'all niggas is crazy. We can't drink and talk. God damn.
But the thing is...
I'm wrong too. But yeah, it's not that, motherfuckers. Y'all tell me what the fuck it was at this point of the fucking podcast. But it's not that. Homegirl is completely, I feel, is completely in her right frame of mind into her thinking of what she wants. It may not be the best for her, but this is her decision that she's chose to make, to ride with him to the bitter end.
I'm good.
But she was also helping him get other girls.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so she's so used to that's all she knows at this point, and how she was being treated. Maybe right now he's being nice to her, but when before he wasn't. But he definitely got her brainwashed.
I don't think she's brainwashed. I think she has. You're like, oh, it's been years with him being with him. And, you know, so, yeah, she has kind of conformed to his way of thinking. I don't think it's a cult. I don't think it's a cult. I think a lot of these teenage girls, I don't know. I'm going to say, you know, if this was, say, Uzi Vert, or I'm not going to say Uzi Vert. If say this is what, I'm not going to put a major artist out there because that's nasty. Say if this is an artist that's famous and you're getting a girl, he's telling the girl, hey, you get to travel with me for free, shop at the best stores, you know, eat at the best restaurants, be seen with me. And pretty much all you gotta do is just fuck me and just, you know.
And I videotape
you. Bring me bitches. And I videotape you. And this day and age, you're gonna get girls that go like, bet. You're gonna get girls that's like, bet. I get to get the flyers gear, all of their sneakers, all of their shoes, all that shit.
But tell me this, how is you have a whole wife and then you have other girls living in the house with you and she ain't never seen them girls? never come across them girls. They ain't never seen each other.
Because the level of restraint he had on his wife.
Everybody's going to jail. Because I'm sure the butler knew, the maids knew. Everybody to me belongs in jail. Everybody.
You can't put everybody in jail where they just...
Why not? You can't put his manager... They were sending him girls. They knew how old those girls
niggas were. That was sending them, yeah. Y'all need to go to jail. But the butlers and the maids, that was just, listen, I got a job to do. I got to clean this motherfucking house. I got to fucking cut these motherfucking grass. It's not my job to be sitting here worried about who coming in and out this goddamn house. Yeah, I seen it, but I ain't motherfucking bring them. I'm just cleaning the motherfucking dishes. I'm just cutting the goddamn lawn. I'm Mexican. Olé.
I'm dead. I think you're dead.
Olé. You know what I'm saying? Word. I just did, you know. Olé. You know what I'm saying? Word. Pass me a taco. You know what I'm saying?
Racist ass.
I'm not racist. I'm being real. Mexicans don't like tacos.
See, nigga, when I went to fucking L.A., they do. Huh? That's all you see was tacos. Tacos everywhere.
New York don't got a lot of Mexicans. We got a lot of Puerto Ricans and Dominicans.
No, we got a lot of Mexicans.
Where's a lot of Mexicans in New York?
Mexicans is making pizza. Let's try to... Come on.
You sure they're Mexican?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Also, they Mexican. Can be Dominican.
No, the fuck they're not.
In New York, you never know.
At that dollar pizza spot, on the little pop-up things, they're all Mexican.
They're not pop-ups. They're actually really strong standards.
Trash. Trash.
I'd definitely get a dollar pizza.
You give me a piece of cardboard and put some sauce and some cheese on it. That's the same shit.
When you got the munchies, that dollar pizza is life.
Fuck that.
After the club.
Cancer.
New York don't got dope no more.
What did I say to you the other night? Nope.
After the club, a dollar pizza is life, nigga. I'd get 5 of them bitches, nigga.
No, thank you.
5 of them fucking...
5 days of tore up stomach.
My stomach's going to be fine. That's going to hold this liquor in my gut until I get home.
I'm 33 and I can barely manage milk. I can't. I said, oh, this shit is nasty. I can't eat this. This is nasty.
What's up with our bodies and milk as we get older?
Because we grew up on different kinds of cows. Now these kids are growing up on chemicals.
What's up? The cows we grew up on is dead.
Cows.
You okay? Them niggas is long gone.
Our cows, the milk we got.
Cow disease hit. That's when it was over for us.
Niggas like the milk we got is dead. We got different cows. These niggas got different cows now.
The milk we had gave us big bodies. Gave men big bodies. Like how we're built.
That cow off has of milk. That cow has Similac in it.
These new cows glow in the dark.
This is chemicals in it.
These niggas said the cows glow in the dark.
They do.
No.
Mr. Burns plant.
Oh, man. You got Springfield cows.
Smithers.
Nah, I don't know, man. I don't know. But I think that at the end of the day, that they finally... If they doing it right, Chicago has been really handling their business the last couple of days. They got Jesse... They trying to get R. Kelly out of here.
Chicago needs to be careful.
They need to get some of these motherfucking killers and shooters and shit.
Everybody.
Anyway, I'm not going to go there. But shout out to all my killers and shooters in Chicago.
Killers and shooters.
Y'all niggas live another day.
I need niggas like that.
Listen, y'all need R. Kelly and Jesse out there. Y'all niggas get to shoot one more nigga.
I don't need no more black men getting locked up. At this moment, we good. We got two and a possible. Now we're not doing this. Why are you laughing?
We're not gonna bypass. You don't even know what you said.
I know what I said.
You're not gonna bypass this.
Yo, all my people from Chicago that hear this, they're gonna laugh at that. So funny. That's really funny. No, we don't want violence in Chicago. More peace. Everybody should be able to get money, sell drugs. Prostitute, everything out there. Everybody should be able to do all of that in one and get money together. Get money.
I told mommy if my Nigerian scheme don't work, that I'm gonna be a, I'm a motherfucker, be a stripper. I told her when I got here.
Oh wait, random. All right, I don't know if nobody talked about this. This is very random. Okay, so it's a couple of weeks ago, and. Just because you talked about the scam and stripping, it's really funny because QC and all these motherfuckers over there at Quality Control, the people that manage Cardi B and Young Lil Yachty and Migos and all of these South niggas that's making all this fucking hits and shit. These niggas had what's called the Stripper Bowl for the Super Bowl weekend. I know Super Bowl's all the way wild away, but wow. So 25 strippers got selected to go to this particular stripper event. $3 million was motherfucking dropped on that day. That was $125,000 for 25 strippers.
Cash. No tax. No tax.
They said they finished counting it like, they finished at 4.
In the morning.
At, or 6 or some shit like that. And finished counting at like 4 some or 6 or some shit like that. God motherfucking damn it.
Bands. Bands. They walked out of there with bands. No. 25 bitches walked out of one spot with bands.
125K. I'm striving to be invited. 125K. 120. Salute to all 25 of you bitches.
Let's make this
because
money.
All y'all did was take dick and motherfucking shake your ass and put your titties in these niggas' faces for 6 to 7 hours.
You did your motherfucking job.
That's true. And how about this? Out of them 25, maybe 15 of them bitches got some dick from them niggas that night.
And you did your motherfucking job.
The bitches that didn't take dick, y'all bitches are the real MVP. Because all y'all really did was gyrate on a couple of niggas and make these niggas feel special for a half a night. Not even half, a quarter of a night. Because it's 24 hours. And y'all niggas wasn't in there for no 10 hours. Y'all bitches was in that motherfucker for like 6 to 5.5 hours. And made $125,000. God, mother, Jesus Christ. I'm doing the wrong things.
That's it.
You know, Bev, you are doing the wrong things.
I already said I want to be invited next year.
It's already big nigga season all the time.
Oh my God.
We'll never, I want to bust this club.
I'm sorry, the big nigga strip club, they ain't got the big nigga stripper ball, that's not gonna happen though.
I'm gonna do it.
The big girl stripper bowl is not gonna happen.
It's gonna happen.
I'm coming.
Okay.
It's not gonna happen.
Like
honey, I'ma start it.
2-3 months rent is gonna get paid. That's about it.
Oh. You don't think it's niggas like you who like big girls, okay? They will come to the stripper bowl to see all right. Them girls.
You don't want a big nigga that like big girls to come to a strip club. You don't want
it's
me.
It's not only big niggas that like big bitches.
You don't want me.
You already have your own personal.
But hear me this. You don't want me, per se, to come to that shit. You ain't getting shit from me, but a good job and a high five. Thank you.
Cash at me.
Yeah, nigga.
What's your cash at?
Nigga, fuck. Remind me, motherfucker. Fuck out of here. I'm sorry. I'm not. Don't get me wrong. Salute to all the strippers. Salute to all y'all. That's y'all hustle. That's just not
salute to
my wave. I come from an era of New York. I come from an era from New York where you had to earn that pussy. You had to dance with that bitch half the night.
But you
to get that
like,
pussy.
But
these
seem,
motherfuckers is trying to microwave the box.
Fuck that
pay
box.
This bitch till she fucking fuck.
No, let's get to the root of this. Why do you think that the big girls wouldn't make as much money as the other bitches?
Why?
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 Why do you think that there's not a demand for the big girls?
There is a demand. It's not a $3 million demand.
Ooh.
Oh, no.
There's not a $3 million. There's not a $3 million
so
one night demand.
You. Should I start talking?
Huh?
Should I start talking?
I'm not talking. But the fact, the facts, the big facts on that is that there's a demand, absolutely. But a three milli in one night demand? You telling me 25 big girls that are worth $3 million in one night? I said 25. I didn't say 24.
I'm trying to leave. Like, I really need to go.
No disrespect to the big girls. I love them. I love them. And how about this? Prove me the fuck wrong. But QC, these motherfuckers said otherwise, my nigga. And the 25 girls that were there, if y'all stumble across this motherfucking Instagram, if one of y'all motherfuckers come across there and be like, well, I'm not big, I'm not slim, or I'm slim, thick, or whatever like that, prove me the fuck wrong. Niggas, but like, when we talk about big girls, yeah, they're a big girl.
So you think there wasn't no big girls invited to the strip club?
There were 25 picked females.
So what makes you think that out of the 25?
One of them wasn't really thick.
Huh?
What makes you think one of them wasn't thick?
What makes me think that?
Yes. Well, I would need to know like what you thinking of 25 bad bitches.
I'm thinking of what you see generally from what they project on their music videos that, you know.
So you, what you're saying?
What you project.
You're ignorant towards.
I'm not ignorant.
Yeah. You're closing off the fact that there might possibly be at least five big girls. Because you're not going to always see that. You never. We got to do reality versus TV. You talking about what you've seen on TV, what's advertised. But what reality is, these niggas go to these southern clubs and they watch these thick bitches and they shake their fucking ass. That's what they're looking for. They're not looking for no skinny bitch twirling on no fucking pole. And that's not what they're looking for.
Well, we're not talking about skinny girls or we're not talking about slim, thick girls. We're talking about BBW. It's a big difference, especially with somebody who is a person who prefers a BBW woman. There's a difference between a BBW woman, a thick woman, and a slim, thick woman. What they're most likely arranging for is slim, thick.
But she wasn't in the plans. How do you know?
We can always do the how you know. But, bruh, come on. Come on. Come on. And it's, how about this?
I'm not saying it was 25 BBWs. I'm not saying it was that. I'm saying, what do you think the percentage was of BBWs?
Honestly, in my mind, my percentage of what the BBWs that people are, that are in the culture or in the preference of BBW, literally, our mindset is probably 0%. Because what we would probably consider BBW to them,
In Atlanta,
that's not what's for. That's
the
not,
public eye wasn't in the fucking strip club.
Public eye means when the cameras go off. That's my.
There wasn't no cameras to begin with. What cameras is she making up?
No. Meaning cameras, meaning their people's things of that nature.
Niggas, just say the niggas that they're hanging around.
Cameras, whatever you want to call it.
If the niggas that they hanging around ain't bringing in no money and they not flashing, they putting $3 million on the floor, then why should they care?
Because that's what's...
Y'all throwing my money.
I'm throwing my money. And at the end of the day,
right,
when it comes to what is it's what's liked and what's perceived to be liked, that's a different story. Because if that's the case,
I don't agree with that.
If that's the case, Magic City, diamonds of that's the case, Magic City, diamonds, these bigger strip clubs, the strip clubs in New York, these particular strip clubs would showcase BBW women, and not women that are just curvily appealing. Because there's a difference between a curvily appealing girl who may not have a stomach. A BBW woman, honestly, have a stomach. May have, you know, some rolls or some shit like that. But it's embraced. It's embodied. It's a lot. It's love.
So I'm trying to figure out why you don't think that one of those girls would be invited.
Because that's just... Because, son, we're talking about the hip-hop game. And at the end of the day, that's just not what's advertised in these said strip clubs.
You're talking about advertised. And we're talking they're, about the reality of what they want or what they're ordering.
If they're
the one, or they spending their money, so they gotta be like, oh, you gotta have a big bitch there. Like, I wanna see.
I get what you're saying. You're QP.
I like BBW, so if I'm gonna come spend my money, you better have a BBW there. Period. That's it. There's nothing else to talk about. That's it. That's it. If you want me to come out, you want me to pull my niggas out?
And I have millions.
I want a BBW in there?
And I want a BBW.
You're going to get her. You're going to get her.
That could be the case.
You're going to get her.
All right. So to answer your question,
fuck.
That absolutely could be the case.
It's the case.
That could be. No, it's not the case.
In your mind.
No, that's, it's not the case.
Honestly, you thinking, you in the fantasy of it all.
No.
And not in the reality
of it. I'm looking at the business.
You in the fantasy of what you would have thought you would have saw when you was at that event. That's what you're thinking.
No. Not okay, absolutely.
I'm telling you now.
Mm-mm.
God damn it.
Mm-mm.
You must stop playing. Like, these people have undercover freak meters that you're trying to make it seem like celebrities are cookie cutter. No, all of them have their thing. All of them do. All of them do. You might see them with a skinny bitch, but they cheat with a big bitch. Fuck wrong with you? The strip club is about fantasy.
Oh, I love it.
Niggas.
Tell them.
Straight niggas.
Watch your mouth.
It's still on your feet,
little huh?
We're not ending this segment like this. God damn it!
Stand up on your feet.
We're not ending this segment like this. Y'all need to strip it, man.
Okay. 0% Fuck out of here. What the fuck?
They want a bitch
that eat chicken during the day. They want a bitch to have chicken and grits, chicken and waffles, and chicken and rice.
No.
They want a thick bitch.
You
fucked up.
They want a thick bitch. You said it right.
You was calling all the ants out. Them niggas don't want to see no ants tonight. They want to see real ass clapping for fucking bands. That's what the fuck they want to see.
And that
real ass.
And that necessarily just don't mean that necessarily.
They want to see ants. That's what you wanted to see. The girls that went and bought their ass. They want to see real country.
I don't want to see no
bacon
ants.
Grease ass. That's the kind of ass they want to see.
I
grew up on bacon and biscuits.
Yes.
That's the kind of ass them niggas is paying to see $3 million motherfucking dollars for. Go see them motherfucking ants. You see ants all the time on Instagram. Fuck out of here. Go to the park, you see an ant.
Oh my God.
Fuck you paying $3 million for that for? I want the big bitches in here.
Heifers.
Ain't nothing like warm pussy. My God. Them niggas was living their fantasy in that motherfucking strip club.
Yes, they were.
That
was.
Night.
Mm. It was the different. Fuck they were. It was all tight.
Stripper bowl? Did you fucking say stripper bowl? This ain't no lightweight shit. Stripper bowl?
Yeah.
That means you bringing heat.
That nigga's tripping, man.
You bringing out quarterbacks and wide receivers.
Right.
Am I not right?
They don't want no skinny girls looking
what
great.
What are you talking about?
Oh, man. They strip.
Wait, America.
They the had 25 different women.
What society advertises. Get the fuck racist. Out of here. These black niggas don't want to see. The white niggas don't want to see skinny white bitches on no pole. They looking for the meat.
And I do too.
Nope.
They are.
What?
They looking for the meat.
They looking for the meat. They looking for the meaty girls.
Okay. There we go.
Get out of here.
They might be, yeah. It's a couple get football players here. That be looking for the meat, too.
You can't even try it. You couldn't even try it with us.
I'll be like, you looking for the meat? I got the meat. Come here. Let me get up on this pole. Let me struggle up here. Hold on. Excuse me. Oh, this is slippery. Let me get a rag. Can I get a rag? Can I get a rag?
Girl, watch out for the big girl.
Oh, shit. Wait a minute. Y'all niggas tripping.
You tripping.
Y'all tripping, man.
Got us tripping. Because you tripping.
Y'all tripping, man.
I'm done.
Girl, watch out for the big girl.
Wait a minute.
Watch out for the big girl.
Uh-oh.
Watch out for the big girl.
Oh,
watch
shit.
Watch out for the big girl. Watch out for the big girl. Watch out for the
yo.
Big girl. Watch out for the big girl. Watch out for the big girl.
Let y'all know. This has been another episode of Big and T.
Hey!
Shout out to Corey for coming through.
Oh, thank you for coming through.
I love this episode, man.
It was organic.
This was great, man. Tune in to Big and T. We love y'all, man. Let us know what y'all think, man.
Please, let us know what you think.
Follow us on Facebook.
Watch out for the big girl.
holler at me on the God on the God 718 on Twitter. Let me know what you're going on, what y'all think. If you want to pull up to the show,
if you want to be a part, let it know on Twitter.
Holler at us, man.
Follow me at Corey's Cakery DC on Instagram.
Corey's Cakery on Instagram. I said that right?
Yep.
I'm drunk.
I'm nice.
Later.